And up next is, let's see. That's weird. I thought. Never mind. Here's the next song, guys.
Just look. It's like I'm in a storybook. Oh, it's bliss. I dreamed that it would be somewhat, but not like this. Look over there. Oh my god, how very odd, and what might they be? Something splendid, maybe. Look over here. Could you bust? Isn't it just bedazzling? Dazing, utterly amazing. Gazing round, why you could cry. That one little doodad there is nearly too much to bear. I'd hoped and wished and wanted so to be here. Wished and prayed and planned it to a T. Prayed and wow, just look, it's really me here. Walking around, strange as it seems, somewhere beyond my wildest dreams. Look at the girls, how they're dressed. Who would have guessed? And hey there, look there. What's that in that nook there? Gosh, over here on the wall, look at it all just keeps on going. Wonders overflowing, growing straight up to the sky. I hardly know where I'm at, and ooh, take a look at that. I'd hoped and wished and wondered what I'd do here. Wished and prayed and pictured what I'd see. Prayed and wow, my prayers are coming true here. Look at it all, look how it gleams, lovely beyond my wildest dreams. Look, it's him, so handsome and refined and slim, sweet, sincere, magnificent from head to toe. And oh, I'd hoped and wished my life would be enchanted. Wished and prayed the fates would hear my plea. Prayed and wow, my prayers are more than granted. Look at it all, hall after hall, perfect as you could please hear. Marvels galore, and even more. Gee, did I mention he's here? And who knows, all of it goes past even these extremes. Just look at me, and you will see someone beyond her wildest dreams.
Surprise! Faded is back!
Some of you probably knew because she probably told some of you, are probably going like, oh my god, it's Faded right now. Oh my god. Yes, someone did drop out of the competition, but we're not telling you who yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'll still keep listening to find out who later
that's
on.
That's awesome because we also got to bring back Faded.
Yay!
Faded Phantom's back. All right. And I'm kind of happy she's back because this is probably the song I know best aside from Part of Your World in this whole round. She's saying Beyond My Wildest Dreams from The Little Mermaid, and this is the demo version.
Nice.
AKA the solo version.
Which is the good version of the song.
Yeah.
The demo version of Little Mermaid, the musical, was the good version, and then they brought it to New York, and it just went downhill from there.
Yeah. Okay. This is very Cary Butler for me, which kind of made me happy.
Yes! Yes, I have the exact same notes.
Really?
Yes.
Giant question mark. Continue.
Cary Butler did the demo recording for it, and then she didn't actually get the part in the musical. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
She did the original Penny in Hairspray. Okay.
Oh.
There's your Broadway tidbit. Okay. Let's see. I love this song. So happy. And she's asking for questions, she asked, is it okay if I do a demo version? Because the original demo, it was one character. Then in Broadway, it was plus characters. I'm like, could it be this song? And it is. So, yeah. Okay. Your high notes were a little sketchy for me, like some of your high notes. Your voice fits this song very well because I loved your happiness and your energy. It was very adorable. I can't. Did she mention in her email if she skipped a verse or not? Because I can't remember.
No,
I don't remember.
That's just a technicality.
Okay. So yeah, other than that, I like this one overall.
Yeah, I thought this was actually a really good pick for you. And from coming back from getting eliminated, you had to pick something good and do a good performance to prove like that you deserve to be back here. And I thought this was really, really a good one for you because I thought that tonight this was probably the best acting, emotional energy performance. Because there was just this great excitement and wonder in all you were singing. And like, the, oh my gosh, and the look over there. And just everything was so excited. And the vocals did on the higher part get a little bit sketchy. But I was so enthralled by your emotion and all that, that I was just, I was really enjoying it. I thought this was a very good song pick for you. The vocals seemed a little bit distant compared to the backing track. That was my like technical issue with it. It seemed like they weren't very well mixed together. They didn't blend well. It seemed disjointed, run from the other. Like you could like draw a line in between the two in it. And I would have liked there to be a little bit more integrated together. But other than that, I thought this was pretty darn good. Welcome back, Faded.
Welcome back. Faded. If you could see me right now, I'm holding like a sign that says A+ for your song choice for your style. This was like a perfect choice for you. Like the other said, your performance was great and I liked your little squeaky wows and the emphasis you put on certain words. And it was just so, your performance was so awesome. You had great levels, and they really went with the song. Like, I liked how right after the key change, you took it down and softened it, and then you kicked it right back up for the finale, and that was kind of fun. And I thought you had some really great transitions in there vocally, because in the past, I don't think I mentioned it, but sometimes when you transition from your lower range to your higher range, it's a bit jumpy, and it kind of, it doesn't slide as well as I would have liked it to, but I thought it was much better in this song, and this is like one of the best things I've heard you do recently, Faded. So yeah, really good job. Oh, and I said this off the record that I was eating Mike and Ike's and I was super hyper tonight, just like last week, but like Faded comes out with her song and she's like, bam, no way, I'm hyper, what are you talking about? So yeah, good job, Faded.
Very nice comeback.
He's a womanizer, 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 ooh, ooh. Here's JC's song.
Where did she go? Where can she be? When will she come again? Calling to me, calling to me, calling to me. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the shimmer of the wind upon the water. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the glimmer of the sunlight on the sea. Somewhere there's a girl who's like a swell of endless music. Somewhere she is singing and her song is meant for me. And her voice, it's sweet as angels sighing. And her voice, it's warm as summer sky. And that sound, it haunts my dreams and spins me round until it seems I'm flying. Her voice. I can sense her laughter in the ripple of the waves against the shoreline. I can see her smiling in the moonlight as it settles on the sand. I can feel her waiting just beyond the pale horizon, singing out a melody too lovely to withstand. And her voice, it's there as dusk is falling. And her voice, it's there as dawn steals by. Pure and bright, it's always near, all day, all night, and still I hear it calling. Her voice. Strange as a dream, real as the sea, if you can hear me now. Come set me free. Come set me free.
My inappropriate crush returns with another princely song that makes my heart go flutter, flutter, flutter.
Ambi was taken away in his arms.
No, I love this. This is one of the few songs that they added to the Little Mermaid musical that I actually liked, because they used a melody that was kind of already in the Little Mermaid and built a song around it, which I thought was really interesting. But that's just the song. Going on to JC singing the song. I felt like I could have been listening to someone, a bootleg recording of a performance of this, like on stage, because there was this great in-the-moment acting. It didn't sound like someone recorded a song that someone was singing. It sounded like someone recorded a song that someone was acting, performing. Like, because there was just this great extra little emotions here and there, and it reminds me a lot of what I said about with Mary Fair before, is you do these like little things that just make it pop and stand out. I do feel you could have used a little bit more breath support underneath some of your notes, because some of your notes seemed like you were struggling to hold on to them. But I mean, you didn't go crazy shaky on them. It just felt like you weren't, it didn't feel like it was
sustained.
Yeah. It didn't feel as if this was in your comfort zone. I don't know if it's range wise or just what it was, but it did seem a little, the notes were a little awkward at times. But overall, I thought this is another case of your performance trumped the couple of small issues I had with your notes in it. Because one was like crazy amazing, and the other one was kind of like, a little odd. Okay, Jeffers.
Yeah. You have this really good stage presence when you submit your songs.
Stage presence, that's it! That's it! That's the word I was looking for! Thank you!
You're welcome. It's hard to describe, but yeah, you have really good stage presence. I didn't really write down a lot for this one. I thought your performance was good, and you had really nice levels vocally and energy, and I'm not entirely too familiar with this song. I have down the me at 56 seconds was a little shaky. But other than that, I like this a lot, JC. Yeah, this was really good. Yeah.
Okay. JC is officially our hero/prince voice for the competition. Because he fits the song. So he and Mary Feather should do something together one day. Good energy and emotion. You did have some sketchy notes. I didn't actually nitpick, but I did hear them as I went on. Let's see. Pretty, and yes to stage presence, as Jeffers and Ambie have mentioned.
So your dad.
That means I'm done.
Silence
yes.
usually means done.
Okay. You have stunned him into silence, JC, with your princely voice. And it's still quiet.
What else?
Up next is sharp cookies. Yum, 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 yum. I'm craving cookies really badly now. Anyway, take it away.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again.
That was Sharp Cookies with Home again. My goodness, there sure are a lot of people trapped in the dungeon. Jeez, Russ, how many of these poor ladies have you been locking up tonight? That's a little sketchy.
Maybe Omi locked up half of them, and Russ didn't get the memo that he was locking up the first half, so he locked up his own half. Now it's like, oh no, we have too many girls locked up. We better like sell some to TJ Maxx because everyone's in this commercial.
Oh dear.
That's horrible.
Oh dear. Okay.
Anybody
anyway.
Want to buy a surplus peasant girl?
Oh dear me.
Cookies. Back to cookies. I thought this was okay. It wasn't it was all right for me, Cookies. There were some parts that sounded a bit sketchy for me. Like, in the beginning, your first stanza sounded a bit staccato for me, especially on the words think again at the end of that verse or section. And you had a couple, like, glitch skips in your recording and file. Like, there was one at 120 and there was another one later on. But quality-wise, you're getting better at mixing, Cookies. I thought your mixing was pretty good. It was peaking in one section, but it was pretty short. So yeah, your mixing is improving. I put down you have pretty good emotion, although some parts, I think it was a little bit past the middle, it got a little shouty and angry sounding, and I think that kind of sounded out of context and it didn't really match the song so well. And you could use some more Brett support because some parts sounded like a bit shaky, but overall it was still all right. Not the best we've heard tonight, but not bad either. Zell?
Right, I'm pretty much going to have to agree with most of what Jeffer said, because I have good energy, emotion okay, some topping here. 249 and 257, I heard like the moving microphone or something. At 333, you had a pop. At 315, you were either sharp or too airy. I don't remember exactly the line. It's the time. Again, it wasn't your best, but it isn't your worst either. Ambie?
Yeah, I feel like this was a little bit of a, like, on a step back for you, Cookies, because you were doing so well. And I think part of the problem is the last time we heard you sing by yourself, you did Belle's other song. You did Change in Me. And it just felt kind of a bit like the same thing to me, because it was emotionally on the same level, performance-wise on the same level, and it just didn't seem to go anywhere from where you were the last time we heard you sing solo. I mean, it was good. The emotion was good, but it wasn't a wow very much. I don't know. And I thought the music was a little bit loud at times, and there was that one toppy section. For me, the main, though, technical issue here was I heard a lot of glitches in the karaoke backtrack, like that almost mechanical sound, like digital glitching in it. And I don't know if that was something that happened when you were mixing it down, because I only heard it in your actual performance once, but I heard it quite often in your backing track, especially in the second half of the song. But overall, this was good, Cookies, but it wasn't super great. I would like to see you go somewhere different than what it just feels like. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. Next theme, it's going to be different. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, next
theme. It's the theme.
Oh,
I'm happy. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super happy about.
Actually, no, that's not the theme that I'm about. It's the one I'm kind of like about.
There's a difference between and eh.
Yeah. Well, I'm done.
This one can tear at me. This next theme. Okay, done.
Rambling done.